You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So the Mile High City kind of coming back to life today after Friday night, Saturday storm. And you had,
I'm assuming, an issue
in your house?
We had a lot of issues. My God, the entire neighborhood, just every tree you hear snap, crackle, popping. Now, I'm more at the base of the foothills, so we got hit pretty hard. And I actually just sent you a picture, Dom, of my neighbor's tree that was a giant tree that just looked like, you know, somebody put a couple sticks of dynamite on it and blew it up and just leveled this thing. And it's laying out in the street. It was a big cleanup day yesterday. I would imagine it's going to be more so today now that it's going to be a little nicer out. But luckily, our neighborhood does the big dumpster drop-off program, and the dumpsters were dropped off on, like, Thursday. So everybody's been able to kind of scoop up their branches and throw them in the dumpsters, and they're going to go dump them now and bring new ones back. So luckily, our neighborhood cleanup's going to be pretty darn easy. I know, I guess you're probably going to be talking about where to dump branches coming up here in the trending report, so we'll talk more about that. But yeah, as the snow was flying, I went down to the basement and I was working out down there. I got a little home gym down there, and I look up and I see water pouring down the side of one wall in the basement. And I'm like, oh, no, no. And I go over there and I'm looking, see where it's coming from. And it's right underneath where the fireplace is. And you can see the gas line going up and in up underneath to the gas fireplace. And water is just coming down that pipe. And into the basement. So I have a leak somewhere way up in the chimney, up on the roof, and it's getting in and it's going down the chimney. Because then I went upstairs and put my ear to the fireplace and you hear ding, 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 inside it. And so it's hitting and going into the basement. So we had to grab a bucket and run fans all weekend to kind of dry out the floor down there. And all I can see, all I can envision is dollar signs because... You know, that's not going to be cheap, getting onto a roof trying to fix a chimney.
I got a
question
about that.
Trying to find the hole. Yeah.
Is this the same fireplace that those family members came into town and replaced?
It is, actually. Yeah, there was, I went through all the scenario and how that could be possible. It's not. I've had issues with this fireplace in the past. I actually had to do some work on it myself, trying to fix some stuff, and it's still acting up. If it were me, we were looking at it yesterday. We were like, can we just take it off the house? Because we don't need it anymore. It's not a wood-burning fireplace. You can vent it out the back because it's gas. Can we just remove the fireplace? I think you probably could.
Are you talking about the chimney?
I'm sorry. Check that. The chimney. Yes. Can you just remove the chimney?
That's a good question.
I would think you can. Again, dollar signs, dollar signs. But I feel like we could just slice it there at the top and then carry the roof down and call it a day. Because the things, it's funny, every neighbor in my neighborhood with our same model has chimney issues with water. So it was just a horrible design back in the day, I guess.
Built on the cheap, as they say.
Built on the cheap, apparently, yeah. So everybody has had issues with their chimney.
Well, you know, we've talked on the show before about the number of businesses that profit out of misery and heartache. And I would imagine plumbers around the metro area and roofers, those two are going to have all sorts of money coming in over the next month or so.
The tree guys, man. We were standing out looking, you know, looking at that tree I sent you in the street, and we were laughing because it was Scotland Rob's house, my buddy Scotland Rob. And he was trying to call his tree guy, and his tree guy's like, my phone is blowing up right now.
Sure.
He's like, you are going to be on the biggest wait list. And I was like, you know, he's sitting there rubbing his hands together like, oh, this is great.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was bad. There was trees laying on houses in my neighborhood. I live by a park. The park just looks obliterated. It's really, really sad because everything was looking so good.
I remember just a few years ago, after one of these spring storms and going through the neighborhood next to mine over there off Parker Road, and it was heartbreaking because some of the largest trees, the most majestic trees were down, and you almost feel like, you know, well, they are living things, obviously, but you feel like something has just suffered such a catastrophic loss that it hurts.
It did.
And
we
I
felt
remember
sick
seeing
about
people
this.
Out there cleaning it up, and I was like, oh, I feel terrible for these trees.
Yeah, yeah,
You know what's interesting about that is about 2 years ago, a few miles from me where I live, there was a tree that came down in a big storm. And this was a huge tree. I mean, big. And it fell into the front part of their property. And it took until just about a month ago for them to finally get it all gone. Oh, they spent 2 years. But what they did is they gradually went out there and cut it into firewood.
Oh, sure.
And they've been taking it piece by piece over 2 years and creating firewood.
There you go.
Out of the whole
thing. Grow your own firewood.
It was their own firewood or selling it. I don't know. But we watched as they gradually, over 2 years, shortened this giant tree that was in the front of their property.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, it's very sad, very devastating. But, you know, it could be worse. It's just, you know, a few tree limbs. So we'll clean up. Life goes on. But the leak, that's...